This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right. Coming up, we're going to look at the divisional round of the playoffs. Because it's coming up.
Yeah.
Starts playoffs on Saturday. But first, Monday night here on The Fan, we have Ohio State v. Notre Dame.
Yes, sir, we do.
For you guys.
I know the college football playoff for some, the seeding was all wacky, but we've had some great games, and from an audience standpoint, you can't get much bigger brands than Notre Dame and Ohio State, and we get to piss off the SEC by not being there. I mean, this
second year in a row, by the way.
Yeah, this has been fantastic. I know there's some kinks to work out, but anyone that thinks that this hasn't been a great year of college football, I don't know what to tell you, man. I don't know what you're watching.
Notre Dame, 8-point doggies.
Yeah.
To the Buckeyes of Ohio State?
Definitely the us against the world and no one believes in us.
Sort of no, thing. No, wait. I thought it was Ohio against the world. Am I wrong?
Like, I'd like to know where Lou Holtz is right now. What he said about our team, I cannot believe. This is a tough team right here. We're proud to be from Ohio, and it's always been Ohio against the world. And it'll continue to be Ohio against the world. But I'll tell you what, I love those kids. We got a tough team.
Little old Ohio State, right?
Why does he say it's always been Ohio against the world?
I don't know.
And how many kids on that team are not from Ohio?
Like everybody.
A lot of them.
Everybody. Jeremiah Smith's from Florida, by the way. Will Howard went to Kansas State, for God's sakes.
I mean, I'm kind of against Ohio, but it's not the world.
You're against Ohio?
I don't like Ohio.
Well, I got nothing against Ohio.
I think Ohio is sneaky bad.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I just mean the state.
I've never spent any time there, you know, but
I've seen it get compared to Florida from time to time. So yeah, Ohio versus Florida.
It's sneaky
bad. But with
bad.
Worse weather?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's like with Florida without any of the appeal.
Yeah. I'm looking at the best things in Ohio. I've heard Cleveland's actually a nice, enjoyable city. No?
Rock and roll Hall of Fame?
Okay.
Got the National Museum of the U.S. Air Force.
I feel like we do this a couple times a year where we talk about whether Cleveland is cool or not.
I'm just saying Ohio in general.
It's not.
No?
Sneaky bad.
I've heard of the Columbus Zoo and Aquarium. It's supposed to be quite nice.
Okay, great.
I got Cincinnati.
Have fun out
there. Got all the sports.
There's nothing in Cincinnati, dude.
Cincinnati nothing. Bengals, Cincinnati Reds. I got the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Skyline Chili.
I don't know. I'm not ready to say that I'm against Ohio. I'm not.
Well, Ryan Day thinks it's the world against Ohio.
That
so
is true.
Jump aboard. But, you know, the Irish, this year, Notre Dame is 13-2 against the spread. And you know that the only two games they didn't cover were against the MAC?
Well, obviously one being...
And they've covered their last 11 in a row.
11 in a row.
Northern Illinois.
They're 4-0 against the Big Ten. They beat Purdue, USC, Indiana, and Penn State. But yet, no one's really given Notre Dame much of a chance.
No, not really, because they win, but it's not necessarily in the most impressive fashion.
Well, these teams met in 2023, as we mentioned, and Ohio State won by 3 in South Bend. Those were just last year. 2 years ago, they met in Columbus, and Ohio State won by 11, 21-10. So they've been close games.
Yeah. I just
don't know in what areas Notre Dame, like, I don't know in what areas Notre Dame is going to have success.
Well, and this is my question, and I guess that I would pose to anyone. And look, we know that if you muck up games and teams don't play that well, you can get drug into deep water. It happens. But from a logistical standpoint, when I'm looking at advantages, right? And we'll get to, because Notre Dame has a good defense, but Notre Dame is also very, very beat up on both sides of the ball. But let me ask you, offensive line. Even with Ohio State's injuries, Notre Dame has their own offensive line injuries. Advantage, Ohio State.
No question.
Quarterback, advantage, Ohio State.
No question.
Running backs, advantage, Ohio State. Notre Dame's got one who's really good, but he's beat up. Ohio State has two. Tight end advantage, Ohio State. Wide receiver advantage, Ohio State. And then on the defensive side of the ball, Notre Dame is really good. You know who else is really good? Ohio State. Ohio State defensive line, when healthy, and they are, Notre Dame's is not, advantage. Notre Dame secondary, really good. At least you could say that Ohio State matches them in the back half of their defense. There just isn't a lot of things that I can point at and say that Notre Dame has an advantage, because even if you're going to say the defenses are equal, the Ohio State defense has a much easier job playing the Notre Dame offense than Ohio State does playing the Ohio State offense. So there just really isn't a lot of areas outside of Notre Dame is battle-tested. They're not going to panic, and hopefully they can slow the game down. There's just not a lot of ways that I'll point to this and say that Notre Dame should win this game.
Yeah. I mean, they got to get some stops like Texas did, kind of drag them into mud.
Yeah.
And run the ball. And Riley Leonard is going to have to be a big part of that.
And that, yes, he is going to have to be a big part of it, because he doesn't really throw the ball particularly well. And Notre Dame is not going to be allowed to just kind of mill around. Ohio State shot themselves in the foot. Remember, they got the ball and they went down, scored on Texas. And I believe their next four drives all ended because of Ohio State penalties.
Yeah.
You can't expect Ohio State 2 weeks in a row to do that, which means that Notre Dame cannot spend that first half monkeying around with the football and then thinking, hey, in the second half, we'll drag them into deep water. They have to get out to a much better start, and they need Riley Leonard to come out throwing the ball. Remember, they didn't do anything offensively in their last game until the backup came in when Riley Leonard got his head bounced off the turf.
Yeah. Doesn't give me much faith in Notre Dame.
No, it does not.
I'll be pulling for him, though.
Yeah, I will, too.
It's kind of cool to see Marcus Freeman win it.
And when you've got a team that's kind of, I'm not going to say they're white-knuckling it. I mean, they beat Indiana and they beat Georgia by double digits. But when you watch them play, and I would say this about Georgia, I say this about Penn State. I thought this way when they played Texas A&M. I thought this when they played USC. When you watch them play, nothing they do is really overwhelming. They're just solid and they're comfortable being in close games. Yeah, well coached.
Special teams is good.
And when you watch Ohio State play, at times Ohio State is absolutely overwhelming. So this just comes down to me if Ohio State shows up to this game and brings their B to A-minus game, I think they win this thing comfortably going away. And if they don't, then yes, Notre Dame can be in this, but this is all about what Ohio State does.
Well, but I mean, I think the point there is, you know, if Ohio State doesn't have their A game, it's because Notre Dame took them off of it, right?
Yeah,
I mean, it's like
possible.
Like, that's how you, like, they're not just going to steamroll them. Notre Dame is going to try to put up, you know.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months. Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
A fight.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people feel that maybe they're capable of that. Just, again, mucking up the game. But you'll know early.
Yeah.
If they're not, right away, it's like, oh boy, it could be a long night. I mean, we've had nothing but blowouts in the college football final.
Yeah,
nothing.
For a while.
Since 2018.
Yeah.
So it's not going to be surprising if Ohio State wins by 30.
Yeah.
Especially because it's game 16 and Notre Dame is absolutely hanging by a thread with injuries.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just, everybody's hurt.
Yeah. And Ohio State seems to have righted their, because the only way that they were hurting was on the O-line, and it feels like they have righted that ship and it's no longer an issue.
My point there was, if this is a close game, let's give Notre Dame credit for that.
Yes.
Not just, oh, Ohio State just didn't bring it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they did. Notre Dame just, this is what they do. They knock you off the ball, and all of a sudden you look up in the third quarter, and you're like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Why are we only up two?
Yeah. And that's
how they roll.
And that is what you will have to do. But you talk about this a lot. When you have a narrow pathway and one pathway to win against really good teams, That's usually a very problematic thing, because Ohio State can beat you in multiple ways. Make no mistake about it. Ohio State should win this game. They should win this game comfortably. But you know, coulda, shoulda, woulda. It doesn't always happen. But you know, I what's the spread on this?
Eight.
Am I? And that's a lot of points. And I probably will not bet this. If I had to, I would take Ohio State and I'd lay the points. I just don't know, like with Texas, you know, they had the best corner in the country, and they still rolled bracket, sometimes three-man coverage towards Jeremiah Smith. I don't think Notre Dame can do that and hold up in their front. And so, I think it may be a pick your poison sort of thing.
You know, also lost in the Penn State game, because we're all talking about how bad Drew Aller was.
Yeah.
Riley Leonard turned it over three times.
Yes.
Didn't he? Or yes. Twice?
I think he turned it over three times.
I mean, my God.
Yeah.
He can't do that.
Well, Riley Leonard's not, I mean.
He can't be Quinn Ewers out there. What the hell are
you? 1.5 good quarterbacks left in this playoff. It was in the Final Four.
God,
Ewers being the half.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Can we talk about that? Where are the star quarterbacks? Usually, if you look at the national champions, it's not always, because Alabama, you know, is a team that has had some, I mean, they won one with, who was the kid? Who was the Alabama quarterback that
they won with a bunch of crappy kids?
McCarron.
McCarron.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, so you'd get those.
They won one with the transfer. Was it Cocker from Florida State? I mean,
they did?
Yeah. The big white kid from Florida State that transferred in, Joe something or other.
So, I mean, it's not unusual. It's not that unusual, but it's just.
Jacob Cocker, was that it?
Jacob Cocker.
Usually you get to the Final Four, like Michael Penix last year. Yeah. You find some special quarterbacks, and the reason their teams are there partly is because they have really good quarterback. You don't have any of that.
Have you seen the NFL? Have you seen the quarterback class in this year's draft?
It's ugly.
Well, yeah.
Dude, it's
bad. You got Shadur and.
And it kind of feels like next year there's not a lot coming either. Like, I don't know if it's just college isn't.
Who
producing
is the next,
as much there.
Who's the next stud, whether it's this year or next 3 years, in the pros?
I'm trying to think of who
it's
has
a good question.
Who has a lot of hype. Because the only two players that have first-round grades in this year's draft are Shadur and Cam Ward.
Cam Ward could be pretty good, don't you think?
Yeah. I mean they're the ones with two first-round grades, and no one else. I mean, they're saying there may not be, after those two, there may not be another one till the middle or late of the second round. I'm trying to think of who's the...
Could it be Arch?
Who's the guy? Yeah, Arch could be someone.
We got to wait for Arch Manning.
That gets a lot of love. That kid from Tulane that ended up transferring to Duke. I know some people have been pretty high on him. Drew Aller was supposed to be, but thanks for coming. I'm all right there.
Yeah, they got Art. They got the kid from Tennessee, Nico Iamaleava.
Yeah.
Lenora Sellers out of South Carolina.
And by the way, the Nico kid is really, really rough around the edge. A freshman, but is very, very rough.
Garrett Nussmeier at LSU.
Yeah.
They got your boy Jalen Daniels.
Get out of here with that. Yeah, has the Penn State quarterback ever been good in the pros? Like, who's their best one?
Their best
Collins
one?
Collins was pretty good.
Kerry Collins,
yeah,
probably.
Kerry Collins was probably the best one. He went to a Super
Trace
Bowl.
Trace McSorley.
Again.
Scranton Strong.
I think we're going back to, you've had one.
Todd Blackledge, was he good?
No, he was not good.
No, Christian Hackenberg?
Didn't Tony Eason or Steve Grogan, I think one of them might be a Penn State quarterback. Those old the New England Patriots split quarterbacks.
Matt McGloin.
Boy.
Oh, that's the Scranton guy.
Boy, I'm telling you, I'm looking at, you're right, I'm looking at the 20, I thought this year's class is bad. I'm looking at the 2026 draft, and maybe guys may lift themselves up, as he was saying.
Like, I mean, we talked about him. Like, there's nobody after that, really.
Lenora Sellers, Nico Nussmeier, Jane Daniels.
They've got that freaking Malachi Nelson kid on the list.
Drew Aller, like, Sam Levitt, Jackson Arnold, Miller Moss.
Sam Levitt?
Levitt could turn into something.
Yeah,
maybe. Cade Klubnik, Carson I mean, it's just...
Klubnik?
It's bad, right? And you may get some kids that elevate.
I was going to say, some of those guys will pop.
They might get better, but you don't get the same feel about them as like, oh, he's got the pro arm. It doesn't feel like there's a lot of that out there right now.
No, and the two guys that we said were going to be the number one and number two draft picks in this year absolutely bottomed out. One kid came back because he was so bad, Carson Beck. And the other one with Quinn Ewers, some people are saying that guy could be a third or fourth round pick in this crappy quarterback class. So, I don't know. Maybe we're just going through a weird spot where we don't have elite quarterback play. I mean, we talked about this going in the full bracket in this year's tournament. I mean, it was Dylan Gabriel, and we saw how that went against Ohio State. But outside of Dylan Gabriel,
it was Ewers, probably the best quarterback.
It was quarterback. Quinn Ewers, and then just a lot of. It's a lot. I'll tell you, if Riley Leonard wins, that will be one of the worst quarterbacks to ever win a national championship. I mean, he is bad. I'd also like to point out that last year at Duke, Riley Leonard was talked about as a top 10 NFL quarterback, and now no one's going to touch that guy.
All right, we'll move on to the divisional round of the playoffs. Playoffs coming up next. Here's Buck.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.